Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
I mean, at the end of the day, we all know football is a business. We all know that business is business.
Hey, business is business.
It is. Anybody in business knows business is business. Growing up in a family that owned a small business, my earliest recollections in life was sitting at the dinner table and having my old man say, business is business.
Business is business.
It's literally the first thing I remember, first thing I learned. And when it comes to business being business, and when it comes to the business of football, Kirk Cousins is elite. I thumbed this out yesterday on the X. He is a good quarterback, but he is a legendary businessman. Absolutely nobody swings the hammer when they have it like Kirk. Say what you want about his quarterbacking. Personally, I think the guy's a very good quarterback. I think he's a very good quarterback, even potentially at this age, coming off this injury, who can still help a team compete. And he is about to help the Atlanta Falcons compete. However, here's what's not up for debate. This dude can make a deal like no other. He's a very good football player, but he is the ultimate leverage player. When it comes to the negotiation table, the man is basically an all-time great. Maybe even the GOAT. I mean, yes, he makes plays. But what he really makes is bank. Typically, we talk about mobile quarterbacks. This dude is the first ever mogul quarterback. The man's signature move is writing his signature down on massive guaranteed contracts, and he just pulled a signature move once again. 4 years, 180 mil, 100 mil guaranteed to take his talents to the ATL. Congrats, Atlanta. You got your guy. Congrats, Kirk Cousins. You got that paper. Again. Look at this guy. Since his rookie deal, he has signed guarantees of 19.95 mil, 23.9 mil, 84 mil, 66 mil, 35 mil, and now 100 mil at age 35. All guaranteed. Man, that is a stack of paper. And if he makes it to the end of this contract and he collects all of this paper, it's going to put him over 400 mil in career earnings. You know who likes that? Kirk likes that.
You like that? You like that?
Listen, guys have made more money. I'm just talking about when you consider that guy, that particular guy getting that kind of guaranteed jack, that is incredible. And I do like him for the Falcons. And I do like this deal. Yes, it's a lot of money for a 35 going on 36-year-old QB coming off an Achilles injury. It's a ton of money. And I'm not saying it doesn't come without risk. There is risk. I'm saying it's an aggressive win-now swing worth taking. His team needed a quarterback. We all know that. We all know they also have some really nice pieces. And we know they've got an exciting new head coach. But the glaring, gaping hole for Atlanta was the one under center. Remember, Raheem Morris. And man, the more you know about Raheem Morris, the more you love Raheem Morris. There was another nugget that got uncovered, which I'll get to in a moment or two. But remember, Raheem said it right on this show. The quarterback situation was always the elephant in the room.
It's the elephant in the room in Atlanta, right? Who's going to be our next quarterback?
Right. He also dropped this very true gem at the combine when he said that he wouldn't even have that job if the team did have a quarterback.
I'm not afraid to say that we have the ability and we're capable to go out there and win next year. If we do some of the right things, some of the right moves, we can do that. And that's not an arrogance. That's not a confidence. That's not a cockiness. That is more of a credit to the people that were in the building with me still, and some of the people that are not there now and what they've been able to do. You know, if we had better quarterback play last year in Atlanta, I might not be standing here.
The man's not wrong. The man is not wrong. And Raheem clearly wants to make sure that the quarterback is not the reason that he loses that job too. So he and Terry Fontenot made an aggressive move for the best available option, and they were not going to take no for an answer. And now suddenly, there's an entirely new vibe in the ATL and in the NFC South. Would you believe they've got three virtual $100 million quarterbacks in that division right now? I mean, that's incredible. But it's still a winnable division. And we all saw a team that just won that division go win a playoff game too. This is what the Falcons are thinking right now. This is how they justify this move and this investment. And I like it. I respect it. I mean, they could have gone the other way. They could have punked out. They could have taken Renegade Russet on the cheap. They could have gone with a half measure and made a trade for Justin Fields. But instead, they took a big swing. They gave their fans something to get legitimately fired up about. They essentially went all in. That's what this is all about. Going all in. Doing everything they could. Going all in. Oh, speaking of which, going all in. Remember when Jarrah Jones, said that he was all in?
We'll be all in. I would anticipate we'll be all in at the end of this year.
Remember that. Well, at the end of this day, at the end of yesterday, the Cowboys were the only team in the NFL to sit on their hands and do absolutely nothing. Is that Jarrah's idea of being all in? The Falcons' idea of being all in was to be all in. They just went and they brought in the top quarterback available, and again, they refused to take no for an answer. On top of that, they had already nailed their head coaching hire. They already had talented playmaking pieces. They already have an owner who clearly wants to win, and they just made an ass division a whole lot more interesting. So I love that move for them. Not saying it's without risk. Saying I love what it represents. They're all in. And imminently more interesting now and competitive. So what about the Vikings? Where does that leave them? That leaves the Vikings with Sam Darnold. And Vikings fan, I know that's not exactly the news that anybody was hoping for this week. I know that's a kick in the stick. I think you feel badly. Imagine how Justin Jefferson feels right about now. But it's only a one-year deal. And if I want to make an argument for it, I'm not saying you're better off now than you were yesterday, but you are getting a dude who just went through junior lobster QB rehab. And he is reunited with his former mentor, Josh McCown, who is the quarterback coach of Minnesota. And the guy has always had upside, and we really haven't seen his best in the NFL yet. So maybe it finally comes out for the Vikings. You know, maybe he is reinvented and rejuvenated. Or maybe the Vikings move up and they take a big swing in the draft. That might happen too. I also understand that the Vikings were only willing to go so far in negotiating with Cousins. I can respect that. I can respect them saying, we want you back, but only at a certain price, only at a certain number. And there's a number that we're not willing to go to. I respect that. Just as I respect the Falcons saying, whatever it takes, yo, whatever it takes, get it done. We're not going 7-10 again. We're not missing the playoffs again. We have what we need. We have the skill guys we need. We have an expensive offensive line. We've got a bolstered defense. We've got the head coach we wanted. In short, we have everything we need to win this division, get into the postseason, and maybe even advance. Everything. Everything except a bleeping quarterback, so let's go get one. And they did. The best one available. Now, did they overpay? Maybe. Is it a risk? Absolutely. But the bigger risk would have been in not doing everything they could to get the best available quarterback they could, and they did. And that's what I love about it. I don't like it, Kirk. I actually love it. Good quarterback, legendary businessman. And now the Falcons have a shot. One more thing about the Vikes. The Vikings getting Aaron Jones. And I've got more thoughts on Aaron Jones. And I've got thoughts on the Packers, which I'll get to. Being around sports media for a lifetime has taught me that sometimes It is exploring the sliding doors, moments, and what-if scenarios in sports that can be the very best part of the fan experience. For instance, what if the Seahawks let Marshawn run on the one-yard line with the Super Bowl on the line? Or could a coin flip have landed Magic in Chicago and MJ in LA? Enter Wondery's newest sports show, Alternate Routes, a weekly leap into the sports multiverse with former SportsCenter anchors Trey Wingo and Kevin Frazier. Each week on the podcast, Trey and Kevin will pry open the sliding doors of a different what-if moment from the world of sports. In these alternate sports realities, dynasties will fall, legacies will change forever, new goats will emerge. Follow Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Alternate Routes early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. The Vikings getting Aaron Jones this morning will only help Darnold or whoever they get to play quarterback. And we'll talk more about that. One more thing about Raheem and the Falcons that I have to address. You know, he was talking about the elephant in the room.
It's the elephant in the room.
Well, apparently there's another elephant. Now, I didn't address this elephant, when I spoke with him because, frankly, I didn't know about the elephant. He was already one of my favorite coaching hires, and we didn't talk about this because I didn't know about this, but Raheem happens to think that one of the greatest movies ever made, if not the greatest movie ever made, is in fact one of the greatest movies ever made.
Tell everyone one thing about you that is not widely known.
Ah, man, I am a big Die Hard fan. I go to sleep to it. It gives me a nice rhythm and routine at night. It's really creepy and weird, but it makes me at peace listening to my guy Bruce Willis.
All right.
Wait, what? I understand that part about it gives me a certain rhythm and peace at night before I go to bed. I've got a similar nighttime routine. Well, at least one where I'm looking for peace and rhythm before I go to bed. I had no idea that you could achieve that kind of peace and that kind of rhythm before going to bed, watching what might be my favorite movie ever. But most of all, I had no idea that my guy Raheem was doing that. I mean, now I'm really out of sorts. I got to hear that one more time.
Tell everyone one thing about you that is not widely known.
Ah, man, I am a big Die Hard fan. I go to sleep to it. It gives me a nice rhythm and routine at night. It's really creepy and weird, but it makes me at peace listening to my guy Bruce Willis.
All right.
Few thoughts. You know, this is a gigantic Die Hard house. Always has been. Always has been. Always will be. Maybe the best movie ever made. Raheem, the fact that he answered that question like that blows my mind. Just off the cuff. Hey, by the way, tell everybody something about you that they might not already know. Okay, well, there's this. Here's a quote, fun fact. I love Die Hard. I love it so much, I watch it every single night. Dude, that's your nighttime routine? You go to sleep watching Die Hard? Raheem, Bubby, I'm your white knight.
Hans, Bubby, I'm your white knight.
Hit it again, Alvy. Hit it again.
Hit it again.
No, not that.
Hans.
No, one more time.
Bubby, I'm your...
Again.
Tell everyone one thing
about you
that is not widely known.
Hans, just play Hans for me.
Hans.
Raheem, Bubby, I'm your white
knight. I'm your white knight.
Thanks, Alvy. If who's going to play QB was the elephant, Die Hard is Godzilla. Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Atlanta Falcon.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Mr. Atlanta Falcon. Look at Raheem. What a wild day. Anyway, talk about burying the lead. The lead was not that Kirk Cousins got guaranteed money again. I thought that it was. And so I found out at the last second that that's what Raheem does. The very last thing Raheem does every single night before he calls it a day and goes to bed is he pops in Die Hard. Talk about burying the lead. That should have been the lead.
Are you craving some protein after a good workout? Do not make a shake or eat a bar. Instead, grab a bag of beef jerky from Old Trapper. Wild Trapper, because Old Trapper beef jerky is tasty and tender, and it's made with real strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a wood fire. Old Trapper is a family-owned business that takes smoked beef extremely seriously, and you can taste it in every single bite. I mean, who wants dried-out, tough beef in a bag? No one. It's like eating a shoe. Old Trapper is the real deal, and it comes in four amazing flavors. Old Fashioned is sweetened with a touch of brown sugar goodness, teriyaki, peppered, and hot and spicy for those of you who like to take things up a notch. Next time you want a great protein and energy snack that you can have anytime, anywhere, grab some Old Trapper beef jerky. Look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. That way you can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you don't see it, ask for it by name, because no other jerky compares Old Trapper with your beef. I'm talking about Fletcher Cox. Fletcher, it's great to have you on once again. How you doing, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Better question is, how you doing? In fact, let me put it to you this way. A lot of times, great athletes are the last ones to know it's time because of that fire that makes them so great in the first place. How did you know it was time, and has it sunk in yet that you are going to call it a day?
I mean, it really hasn't sunk in, you know, a little bit maybe. I knew I was, you know, I was kind of preparing myself for that day, Sunday, and you know, I knew it was time. You know what I mean? So, you know, one of them deals where, you know, it was a, you know, long season, obviously last year, and you know, I went through some ups and downs, injury wise, and was healthy towards the end of the season, which, you know, kind of made me feel good. But just being self-efficient and aware, right? When, hey, look, I can walk out on my terms and be happy and live a perfect life after football.
Fletcher Cox joining me. You beat me to it. You beat me to it. I was going to say, and I ask this question all the time, but I think it's so critical. How important was it to leave the game on your own terms? And although you answered it in part, do you feel like you were able to do so?
Well, yeah. I mean, just the biggest part is, you know, being able to leave, right? And knowing that, you know, mentally I can still, you know, go out and enjoy the game, enjoy planning, being around the guys and stuff like that, yeah, right? But, you know, at some point, you know, you gotta know your body. And, you know, at my point, I know my body, and I knew it was, you know, it was time to call it after the season was over.
We were talking to Fletcher Cox, who announced his retirement this past weekend. You know, the NFL obviously can stand for not for long, yet you played 12 years. And not only 12 years, but you played 12 years all for one team, and not just one team, but Philadelphia. What's it represent to you to be able to play your entire career for that franchise?
Yeah, it's special, man. I'm not going to lie to you, it's special. There's so many greats that never got a chance to finish their career with the team that drafted them. And, you know, just much respect for Mr. Lurie and Howie and whoever the coaching staff was that came through, it didn't matter, for keeping me around for that long, the city of Philadelphia, for, you know, always supporting me and, you know, being behind, you know, no matter what the team is, good or bad. So, you know, all you can do is just thank them and appreciate it and, you know, appreciate the my teammates, you know, everybody that's been in and out of their locker room, because, hey, look, I've seen a lot of great players go come in and, you know, in a year or two they're gone.
Hey, Fletcher, by the way, what's that like? Like, I don't think the fans really understand this. The fans are so caught up, and they're so caught up in the results, but you guys are in it, and you're paying a price physically. You're paying a price emotionally. You're in the trenches with guys, and then you show up the next year, and then that guy or this guy is no longer there. I mean, this is the business. This is what you sign up for. But what's that like to show up the following year and see a guy that you battled, man, went to war with, and all of a sudden that guy's not there?
It's different, right? It's all about relationships, and those relationships you never forget. And I think that's the biggest part about what most people don't understand about the NFL is the relationships and the bonds that you build with, you know, each and every teammate, no matter if it's a rookie or a guy that's been around for, you know, 7+ years. Because at the end of the day, we have to look at it. We have to look at it as if we have to go out there together, right, as one, and to go out and face different opponents every week. And that's really a lot of enjoyment that you really get out of it.
Hey Fletcher, since you mentioned it, what is something else maybe that the average fan does not understand about the NFL?
I mean, really, just the mental part. You know, the physical part, we're given that, right? The mental part is, is being able to process so much information and things that's thrown at you week in and week out, especially, maybe on a short week or it don't matter. Just that part, the mental part and processing everything that the coaches are throwing at you game plan wise so that you're prepared and to be the best player that you can be on game day.
Are you one of millions struggling with premature hair thinning and hair loss? Or maybe you're scared about inheriting that thinning look because it just runs in the family. Introducing Provia, a real solution that delivers on its promise without the harsh side effects, unwanted chemicals, and unpleasant smells. Thanks to our friends that developed GenuCell Skincare, Provia uses Procapil. It's a natural ingredient to effectively target the three main causes of premature hair thinning for men and women of any age. By supporting scalp circulation, the delivery of nourishing nutrients, and hair follicle anchoring to your scalp, Provia guarantees more hair on your head than in the shower or on your comb, or 100% of your money back. And right now, new customers can save over 50% off Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/Rome. Every package includes a full 60-day supply of Provia serum for daily use, plus their super concentrate that could give you faster, more noticeable results. And every order includes your choice of a free gift at checkout. See results for yourself right now. ProviaHair.com/Rome. ProviaHair.com/Rome. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. When talking to Fletcher Cox, see your former teammate Jason Kelce also announced his retirement last week. He's a stud in his own right. He paid you a major, major compliment on his podcast saying that he could not block you one-on-one in practice. What are you going to remember about your battles with him, and how did that time on the practice field make you an even better player?
I mean, I respect Kelce. Younger in my career, it was always one of them things that, going up against him in practice and everything. And then, kind of later in our career, it was like, hey, like, man, we're not going against each other one-on-ones. It's just respecting, maybe in practice or doing, some team drills, I would, get a one-on-one. And he was smart enough to know what I'm doing. I was smart enough to know what he's doing, right? And that's a good thing about guys when you're around them so long. You kind of learn their ways and the tricks of the trade that they're going to try to do to you, so you try to outsmart them. But it's just so much respect for a guy like Kels. And, it's definitely been a pleasure playing with him in the locker room, in and out, ups and downs, winning championships, winning playoff games, losing championship games. That part we'll forget, but the biggest part is it was always, if he needed anything to talk about, I needed anything, and, we always could lend on each other.
Love that. Fletcher Cox joining us. You mentioned the games, the big games you win, the big games you lose. You played in a couple of Super Bowls. You won that ring in 2018. And in addition to those signature games, those two big games, are there other moments that immediately come to mind when you think back on your career?
Just everything. Just running out of the link, running out of the tunnel in the link, just hearing the crowd roar and, the fans cheer his own. That was, it didn't matter. 1 o'clock game, 4:30 game, Monday night, Thursday night, it didn't matter what time of the game. The fans always pack the stands, and you have to appreciate it because I still believe truly that, Philly and got the best fan in any sport.
I mean, dude, did you have any idea? There's no way you could have, right? But, what was the initial transition like? I mean, the way you rave about Philadelphia, and I get it. They love you. You love them. But after spending your entire life growing up in Mississippi, what was it like when you first got to Philly?
It was one of them things, right? Just a little kid from Yazoo City and went to Mississippi State in my home state, and getting drafted, and it's like, boom, reality, right? I got to grow up, grow up quick to become a young man and a professional. And, this city accepted me, and, I definitely accepted them and appreciate it.
All right, so before I let you go, did you have any second thoughts about the decision when you heard that the Eagles are signing Saquon Barkley?
No. I reached out to Saquon when they signed him, and he's like, oh man, I know you got one more year, and I was like, nope. He was like, well, I tried. So, I'm happy for him though. They're making some big moves, and I feel like the team would be pretty special.
I was gonna say, how do you think he's gonna fit with that game and in that scheme and in that town?
Oh, he'll do good. He'll do good. Like I said, he'll do really good in on the team. He have a bunch of guys around him, so he'll do good.
So, Fletcher, one last thought. You're only 33. You already have one completely legendary career with an entire lifetime still in front of you. How much thought have you given to what you're going to focus on now that your playing days have ended?
Well, I got time, right?
That's you got a lot of time, dude.
I got a lot of time. So, you know, my main thing is, you know, just going down and being full time down at, you know, at the ranch and everything. And I'm looking forward to being, you know, full time there with the guys. You know, we'll see what happens after that.
You got a ranch. That's great. I've seen that. I've seen you on Instagram at the ranch. A lot of things going on there. He is an all-time Philadelphia Eagles icon and great. A four-time All-Pro, a six-time Pro Bowler, a 2010s All-Decade Team player as well. Fletcher Cox joining us. Fletcher, I really appreciate you making time to talk about that announcement. Great to have you back on the show, man. Congrats on an amazing career.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
Let's talk for a minute about O'Reilly Auto Parts, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road and offering helpful service and parts knowledge that you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They have thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And they can also test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, they will help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. When you need a specialty tool to finish the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about their loaner tool program. Simply pay a refundable deposit and borrow the right tool, then get your deposit back when it's returned. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. All right, so a lot went down yesterday during the NFL's legal tampering period, which, of course, was the first and only time, I'm restating this for you now, the first and only time that these players have spoken to any of these teams, allegedly. I mean, there was absolutely no tampering before yesterday, and then yesterday, they tampered the hell out of each other. Yesterday was like a tampering frenzy. And nobody can tamper like the NFL tampers, but only when it's legal to tamper, of course. Of course, nobody buys that. But nobody cares, because everybody enjoys all the action of the first day of the, quote, legal tampering window. And the most controversial deal of the day was, without question, Saquon Barkley saying, F you to the Giants.
F you to the Giants.
Saquon saying, F you to the Giants. And now heading down the turnpike to go turncoat and join the hated rival Eagles. Kind of a wild move, right? And seemingly a traitorous move. Except if you're looking for me to pile on, I'm not going to. I cannot knock this dude. Not at all. I actually love the move for Saquon. And I don't think it's because he betrayed or backstabbed or turned Benedict Arnold, or turned heel, or any of that nonsense either. Giants fan, what did you people want Saquon to do? The Giants have made it abundantly clear for years that no major contract extension was coming. Dave Gettleman ain't walking through that door to give him a contract extension. The Giants made that so clear. Last summer, remember, just last summer, they played a drawn-out game after they slapped a franchise tag on him, and he basically begged them for any sort of new deal, any new deal at all. Remember how badly that went for him? I mean, do you remember how he was forced to hold out and wait and wait and wait before accepting a one-year deal that was basically the same exact deal as the franchise tag deal? And despite all of that, he still didn't freak out. He still didn't melt down. He still didn't actually say, F you to the Giants.
F you to the Giants.
At least not last season. I mean, that clip has always been gold, and now it's going to be a part of NFL lore forever. But here's the actual full context of that clip. And I'm going to argue that not only is this guy not a traitor, he's a good dude and still a good player. Yes, there have been some health issues, for sure. And was any running back going to live up to the hype of being selected number two overall? There's that, right? But still a guy who didn't get anywhere near what he wanted, but still kept his head. Let me play that clip now in its full context, and you can see what a solid guy this is.
I could say, f*** you to the Giants. I could say, f*** to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. Right. I won't play it down. And that's a play I can use. Anybody knows me knows that's not something I want to do. But like, it's something that crossed my mind. It's like, I never thought I would ever do that. But like, now I'm in a point where it's like, Jesus, like I might have to take it to this level. And like, am I willing? Am I prepared to take it to the level? I don't know. That's something I got to sit down and like, I got to talk to my family. I got to sit down, talk to my team. Got to really, you know, strategize about this. Can't just like go off of emotions.
All right, so he never wanted to hold out. He never wanted to say F you to the Giants. He never wanted anything except to sign a new multi-year contract and be in New York and be a Giant for life. That's what he wanted. He wasn't looking to break the bank and be the highest paid player in the NFL or even the highest paid back necessarily. He wanted what he thought was fair market value, but what he really wanted was to be a Giant for life. And even though he never got that offer, he still didn't say F you to the Giants. No, what he did was he came back and he played on that 1 year, $11 million deal, which effectively was the same deal he had the year before. Then he comes back, then he plays 14 games, he totes the rock 247 times, he catches it 41 times, and basically represented anything. The only thing that was remotely good about the Giants' horrendous offense, except for those 15 minutes of Tommy Cutlets and his 1920s gangster movie villain agent. Other than that, Saquon was all the Giants had offensively. So this time around, the Giants didn't even use the franchise tag. This time around, there was no offer at all, reportedly. The Giants put nothing on the table in front of Saquon this offseason. ESPN is reporting that they never even made him an offer. So what the hell was he supposed to do, Giants fan? The hell was this guy supposed to sign? His own hand? They didn't offer him anything. Did you want him to pay the Giants to play for the Giants? I don't think Saquon said F you to the Giants. Because the Giants didn't even give him a chance to say F you to the Giants. Of course he jumped at an opportunity to sign a 3-year, $37 million contract in Philly with $26 million guaranteed that could eventually climb all the way to $46 million. Of course he did. It would be insane not to, especially in this era where big multi-year contracts for veteran running backs are extremely rare. Saquon would know. Saquon knows better than anybody. I get it, Giants fan. You hate the Eagles. He went to the Eagles. I get it. It's sickening. I also get where Tiki Barber was coming from yesterday when he said Saquon was dead to him on WFAN. I get that the sting is deep, Giants fan, but I do not blame Saquon for any of this. Even swinging back hard on Tiki, which he did on the X, Saquon posted the following, quote, at Tiki Barber, LOL, yup. You're the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got the deal I wanted, secured more GM, guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs. End of post. Ooh. Damn, Saquon is not happy. Saquon ain't playing. And again, I don't blame him. I know why he's unhappy, but I also get where Tiki is coming from, and this was Tiki's response to Saquon's post.
I've been retired for 17 years, 18 years. I am now in the media. The fact that my emotional reaction responding to you going to the Philadelphia Eagles, which is, by the way, the voice of a lot of Giants fans. I'd say the majority of Giants fans, and you're going to come back and talk about something from 17 years ago that you don't even understand? Or misrepresenting, that's fine. Be that way then. I like Saquon Barkley. By the way, saying dead to me was basically tongue-in-cheek, but it is what it is. Get offended.
Tiki said, hey, by the way, I like Saquon. My brother Saquon does not like you.
F*** you to the Giants.
It's not mutual. But then again, maybe Saquon did take that a little too literally. A little too seriously. But I understand why Saquon would be frustrated with his critics back in New York. The guy did not have anything to sign, reportedly. Again, what the hell was he supposed to do? He had nothing to sign. They didn't offer him a contract at all. And then Philadelphia slides a big fat deal in front of him. Was he supposed to not sign it? Oh, and by the way, a much better team. A much better situation. What was he supposed to do? Rip the contract up in Howie Roseman's face and say, I'm a Giant for life.
For life.
Of course, I'll have to play for free. Or pay them. They won't let me in the facility, but I'm a Giant for life.
For life.
Was he supposed to rip the contract up in Howie Roseman's face because some Giants fans might get upset that he went to the enemy? I mean, come on now. Again, he said it over and over again. He did want to be a Giant for life. And the Giants made it pretty clear over and over and over again. They had no interest in making Saquon a Giant for life. Or even for one more minute. Once again, business is business.
Hey,
the Giants no longer want to be in the Saquon business. Philadelphia badly wants to be in the Saquon business. And now they are. That's how that works. I'm fine with the Giants not wanting to be in the Saquon business, but I've got a problem with Giant fan going in on Saquon like somehow he did them wrong and he's a traitor. They offered him nothing. And I really don't think that he went there just so he could, quote, F the Giants. He went there because that was the most guaranteed money and a much better situation. Oh, and if he has the opportunity now to F the Giants a couple of times a year, I think we all know he will. Oh, one more thing. He's from Pennsylvania. He had plenty of reasons to sign there other than he wanted to bleep the Giants. How are you going to take a run at this guy for that when he had no contract offer and then he had a really big contract offer from a team that's much better, in a much better situation? And he won't have to do everything himself there either. It's a no-brainer. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anybody? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call. Get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Let's go to Albany. Larry, it's good to have you. Larry, how are you?
I'm great, Jim. I can hear you're great, too. You haven't lost a step. Nice to talk to you after all these years of listening. Anyway, the Giants, they had a lot of issues last year, but their main one was that they couldn't score points. I think you need to do that. So let's see. What's the best solution? Let's get rid of our best offensive player, our most skilled offensive player. Did the same thing with OBJ, just because he had an unnatural relationship with a kicking net. Of course, they had a roster of Hall of Famers in the receivers room. And the fans, the only thing dumber than the team. You're upset with Saquon? He's not your going to your high school rival just before homecoming. You had 3 years to fix this with him. He probably would have taken less money from the Giants than he got. And it serves you right. The team you're looking up at for years got it. You didn't. Quickly, running backs in general. Maybe if you didn't treat them like a rented mule and then throw them away once they get to 30. I think the league should have a pool that pays bonuses for running backs for the number of touches, period. And lastly, and I'll get off, I don't think the Giants should take a quarterback in the first round. They have way more problems than that. You can never be sure that that guy throwing to college defenses is going to be great, and they should look for somebody in a later round. Nice to talk to you, Jim. I'm out.
Nice to talk to you, Larry. Listen to him. I'm out. Is it me or did Larry First of all, Larry, great talking to you. Let's go to Montana. Neiman in Montana. Nice to have you, Neiman. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Rome? I've been a Raider fan since I was born. I might not be as notable as Raider Mike, but I got some problems with it right now with this whole Minshew thing. When we got a league that we're playing against Herbert and Mahomes twice a year, every year, the only thing us Raider fans have to look forward to is our two extra bye weeks against the Broncos. So my question for you is this, man. Do you really think that Mustache Minshew or Pretty Boy Garoppolo are going to get it done? What is it that the bowl cut has to do to finally get another notable quarterback under center? Because the last notable one we had was Rich Gannon, but he was throwing to guys like Tim Brown and Jerry Rice. Anyone would look good with those two. So what is it that the most diabolical-looking owner has to do? Because as of right now, all he's doing is a disgrace to the Raider Nation. I'm out.
You can go ahead and rack him. Raider fans not happy. That's a solid phone call and not unfair. Look, we all love Gardner Minshew. Let's go first to Bakersfield. Jake, you're first up. Jake, good to have you. What's up?
Hey, Romy. A long-time listener, first-time caller, but lifetime Vikings fan. So I believe I'm uniquely qualified to speak on this topic of Kirk Cousins on behalf of my Vikings fans. Good riddance, Kirk. Around my house, we call you the Great Yipper. All you've done in the first 4 years is play really, really good right up to that last second when it matters the most, and my kid's at his first NFL game, and you overthrow Jefferson by 10 feet into the third row. You yip, my man. So, ATL, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you're going to get a really good quarterback that yips. So if he doesn't, awesome. But I think he just bought a really expensive gold chain that's around his neck for $400 million. He makes my golf game look like I'm Arnold Palmer. He yips so bad. So, anyways, good riddance. And, oh, on the Aaron Jones thing, now we have a running back, too. Hole, out.
All right, Jake.
Good night now!